Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good evening, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartan, and I think we're going to go ahead and call this Danielle in the drive time, because technically, still, right, you might be on your way home sitting in traffic because there is a lot of it out there. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you up until 11 p.m. tonight. Paul Rosenberg and I are coming to you live from the Boomer and Geo studio here in Lower Manhattan. And we are working on a weekend like usual. You know the number. It's already pre-programmed into your speed dials. 877-337-6666. And let's load them up with your best content only, please. By the way, programming note here at 10:20. We've got executive reporter for MLB.com and MLB Network, Mark Feinstein. He's an insider for MLB Network, and he will be here live, not here, but on the phones live, and giving us a glimpse behind the curtain into hopefully the inner workings of the front offices of both the Yankees and the Mets. So there is something for everybody. That, again, Mark Feinstein will be on with us at 10:20 p.m.
So come on.
In terms of job security for both the Yankees general manager, Brian Cashman, and their manager, Aaron Boone, should he stay or should he go? But what does it say to you that Hal Steinbrenner has yet to make a public declaration one way or another? Because to me, it speaks volumes. I went back. Last season's wrap-up press conference was on October 14th, which was exactly 5 days after the Yankees were sent packing by the Tampa Bay Rays. This season, the Yankees were eliminated by the Red Sox on October 5th. Isn't that the date in Mean Girls? What day is it? It's October 5th. Today's the 15th. 10 days have passed since the Yankees were eliminated from postseason contention. I don't call it the postseason. I guess technically it is, though. But either way, If it's linked to the Yankees' elimination, or if it's linked to the calendar date, based upon last year, the season-end wrap-up press conference is late. And I'm beginning to wonder why exactly. This, I feel, this Yankees thing has become a gigantic game of chess. The Yankees, Thursday, fired two hitting coaches and Phil Nevin, who is their third base coach. I never got to meet Marcus Thames, but I got to meet Phil Nevin, and I actually got to know him kind of well over the summer. So, you know, I do wish all of them the best and lucky, you know, finding a new position, but it's not going to be with the Yankees. And the fact is, the Yankees fired two of Aaron Boone's closest consiglieri, two of his closest confidants in Marcus Thames and Phil Nevin. More, really, Phil Nevin. It was his right-hand man. As almost if to say the Yankees are saying, like, check, like a game of chess, you know? To me, It sounds as if the team doesn't actually want to actually declare checkmate because they feel, I feel like they are allowing him to make his own decision. And what do I mean by that? Well, there are already rumors of him leaving to other teams. I mean, the San Diego Padres, for example. For a guy that was born, and I mapped this afternoon, literally 22 minutes from Petco Park, to inherit a stacked team like that, that's got to be quite enticing. And maybe the Yankees give him a low ball offer, maybe a slight raise from last season. Maybe it's just a one-year deal. And maybe the Padres give him either a higher dollar amount or more guaranteed years. Boone would then be able to part amicably from the Yankees and say, hey, I love the Yankees, but I just got a better deal from the Padres. Love you guys, but I'm out of here. And I'm going home. That is how I'm hoping this will transpire because, again, there have been no public declarations from the team either way yet. The word on the street that I received from a very trusted source in all of baseball this morning was, and listen carefully, this person said, Hal Steinbrenner's preference is to keep Boone on a new 2 to 3 year deal, maybe two with an option in year three. But what good is it to get rid of a manager than keep the general manager that put the product on the field to begin with? Brian Cashman only has 1 year left on his deal. And instead of getting on the manager, GM, chicken or the egg, which came first merry-go-round, I say, can them both start over, fresh? Don't let the current general manager select the new manager who could theoretically outlast him. It doesn't make sense to me. Hopefully, Hal Steinbrenner and his team of people are looking at this Yankees team and its competition through the same lens that I am, and not the one that Aaron Boone is. Boone said, after being bounced by the Red Sox, this is a quote, the league has closed the gap on us. We got to get better in every aspect. That needs to be front and center as guys prepare in the offseason and get ready for spring training next year. They got to get better, end quote. For the Yankees, overall, it's not about getting better. It's about the team no longer being on the cutting edge of side of things, whereas other teams, like the Rays, are. Sure, Gary Sanchez theoretically could work on actually catching the ball, but will that make him a top catcher in the league? Or even good enough for this team to win a World Series? Remember, the top two pitchers on this staff, Cole and Kluber, don't want to pitch to him. That's indictment enough for me. Sure, Luke Voit can work on his footwork and mobility around the first base bag, provided that he isn't injured. But will that make him a top first baseman in the league? Or even good enough for this team to win a World Series? No. Anthony Rizzo is the answer and should be in pinstripes for at least the next 5 years. Do you see where I'm going with this? Every player has a ceiling. And I think we're seeing it with guys like Gary Sanchez and Luke Voit. You know, I also understand that Aaron Boone is a product of his environment. Even most managers, I'm going to go out and say, most of them, he's not a sole decision maker in anything, I don't think. At least that's the perception, right? I think we can all agree on that, that it's a team effort, right? They told you as much. But I hate how he manages his starting pitchers. And how many pitchers have actually been out there and expressed their discontent about being yanked too early, both on the mound, to his face, and in the post-game press conferences. One thing of note that I can add to this conversation, I asked pitching coach Matt Blake about who makes the in-game decisions on pitchers. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that they provide Aaron Boone with all the information that he would need to make the decision, and then he goes ahead and ultimately makes it himself. Okay. And then you got Brian Cashman. Unless Brian Cashman gets up there at that podium in the season-end press conference and says, I had a philosophy for the construction of this team and built my team according to it. I had a philosophy for the construction of this team and instructed the manager that I was part of choosing after firing the previous one And I instructed this manager, Aaron Boone, to manage according to my philosophy. Both of those things we learned are wrong. This is what I hope Brian Cashman says. This upcoming season, we, the Steinbrenners, down through the manager and his coaches, have a plan in place to combat that entire ideology. And most notably, the construction of this lineup. That's what I would like to hear from Brian Cashman. And unless that happens, to me, this is a package deal. I don't think they both deserve to stay here. I'm sorry. And that is the double-edged sword of a collaborative effort. They're all in this together. Take this statistic into consideration. The Astros. Say what you want to say about the Astros, and I have Channel 5 on, Fox 5 on right now in the studio. The Astros have the correct approach at the plate, and they've been assembled correctly. Say what you want about Jeff Luhnow. They have been assembled correctly because they are still winning. And in their series, the Astros series, against the White Sox, they had 45 hits. Only 8 of those were pulled. Guess who won that series? Oh, that's right. The Houston Astros defeated the Chicago White Sox by pulling only 8 of their 45 hits that whole entire series. No defensive shifts there, just straight up baseball defense. And that's the point that I'm trying to make about the construction of this Yankees team. They aren't that. I mean, look at the shift that the other teams employ against Joey Gallo, for example. 4 outfielders. Literally, there are 4 guys playing at outfield depth when he is at the plate. That's an extreme example. But against many of these Yankees hitters who are feast or famine at the plate, the opposing defense has a beat on them. Who's in charge of putting that actual product on the field? Brian Cashman is. And ultimately, at the same time, it would not surprise me at all if I got the notification 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, Sunday, next week, that says the Yankees decide to offer Aaron Boone a new contract. It wouldn't surprise me. Status quo. George Steinbrenner died on July 13th, 2010. In the 12 seasons the Yankees have had since then, they've made it to the postseason 9 times. That's great, right? Well, they haven't won an American Championship Series yet, American League Championship Series. And of course, they have yet to win a World Series. So here it's election season around here, right? Here's a slogan for you. If just making the postseason is your benchmark, then Boone Cashman 2022 is your ticket.
You think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah, I wanted to learn this song on my trumpet, by the way. But the Nets did something that I did not think that they would do. They put their proverbial foot down and stated that Kyrie Irving cannot be a part-time player. In an age, especially in a league, where players are the ones that dictate the next moves, I was actually shocked to read the statement put forth by Nets GM John Marks. It might as well have been taken from a line from that Justin Bieber song and said, Kyrie Irving, you can go and love yourself, because Mark said in the statement, and not, this is not the whole statement, but he said, given the evolving nature of the situation and after thorough deliberation, we have decided Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he is eligible to be a full participant. Kyrie has made a personal choice and we respect his individual right to choose. We will not permit any member of our team to participate with part-time availability. Good for them. Ian Eagle said, this is a team sport that you have to determine what's best for the entire team. And while respecting any individual's rights and privacy, this affects everyone on the Nets. And Richard Jefferson, who, oh, by the way, was a Net, albeit in New Jersey, said, these are the rules. The team and the NBA didn't make it. This is a city ordinance above what anyone's people's pay grades. Everyone else has complied, and they had work to try and accommodate Kyrie. And without Kyrie, he said, the Nets have enough to win a championship. And guess what? Las Vegas agrees with Richard Jefferson and thinks so too. The Nets are the favorites to win the NBA championship this season, even without Kyrie Irving. They're at plus 250, and the Lakers are behind them at, you know, the second best odds to win the championship at plus 400. Durant said he has not spoken to Irving since the decision, which is crazy to me since Irving and Durant teamed up literally to be here in New York. And Durant said on Thursday, I wish none of this stuff would happen, but this is the situation that we are in. Kyrie made a decision on what he wanted to do and chose to do what he wanted to do, and the team did the same. It's on me to focus on me, do my job, and let those two parties handle that situation. Oh, and then the Instagram Live. Coach Steve Nash said he didn't watch Kyrie Irving's Instagram Live, which he looked like a blithering idiot and said so many words but nothing at the same time. So much so that I couldn't even get through the whole thing, honestly. And you know I have a lot of patience for that kind of stuff. And like I said last week, how exhausting is it for this entire organization, right down to the players in that locker room, to have to still keep answering for him? I would not survive in that locker room. I would absolutely, as a player, be expressing my frustrations to the media. Durant and Harden, they haven't taken my path. Not yet. And you know what? It's probably better that way. And I have a crazy, sarcastic solution to this whole entire problem. You ready? New Jersey doesn't have any of these restrictions anymore. That's it. Open the Izod Center. Open the Continental Airlines Arena back up. The Nets are coming home. No, but in all seriousness, though, I think the best course of action from a Nets standpoint, though, is to trade him to a team without COVID restrictions. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's what he wants anyway. Maybe he can't handle New York like he thought he would be able to. Maybe he can't handle playing third fiddle to Durant and Harden like he thought he could. I mean, it could be anything. But if this guy is really serious about playing professional basketball, if this guy is still passionate about the game of basketball, then he would welcome a change of scenery so that he can go out there and he can go play the game of basketball that he loves so much. But if he does not have that desire anymore, which to me, it does not look like it, this is yet another excuse for him to be off the court and still getting paid millions of dollars for it, at least half of his salary. And remember, with the Nets alone, he opted out of the bubble season. He disappeared for weeks last season, but there were pictures of him, maskless, indoors, with a large gathering of people for, what was it, his sister's birthday? And now this? Is that the mark of a guy who really wants to play basketball? I mean, really, ask yourself that. You decide. I already told you my answer. Wouldn't that be nice if you're a teacher or healthcare hero in this city? You know, if you're among the ones that are not allowed to work without the vaccine, but you're still not getting paid for it. And yet Kyrie Irving is getting half of his bajillion dollar salary just to sit home. That would not sit well with me. And some other news, Daniel Jones, I cannot believe this. Daniel Jones will be starting for the Giants on Sunday against the Rams. The injury reports are out, and he's listed as he's a full participant. He's going to be playing. I mean, when I watched that hit, and I watched him stand up with, like, the spit coming out of his mouth, with the black dots from the turf on his lips, and he wasn't even wiping them off. I mean, he didn't know where he was. And then the stumble, which we all saw around the world, right? The stumble around the world. I didn't think there was any shot that he was going to be playing this weekend. But he will be. He will be starting Daniel Jones for the Giants on Sunday against the Rams. And I'm wondering how much of a leash that they're going to have on him. You know, if he's cleared, 100% of the playbook should be open to him, etc. Already out, Saquon Barkley, Kenny Golladay, already out. And for the Jets, did you guys see this today? Zach Ertz was shipped from Philly to Arizona for a cornerback, a fifth-round pick, and a bag of chips. Where were the New York Jets? Can someone call one of the major market phone carriers to check? Is the Jets landline still connected down there in Florham Park? No Ertz, which, you know, Zach Ertz is not going to save this team now. But he could have. I mean, theoretically, I wanted Zach Ertz for the Jets way back when in the offseason. And then there's no Mims trade? I don't know. It's starting to make me think that the phone down there in Florham Park is off the hook or something. I don't know. And quickly on the Mets, The Mets should absolutely have already placed a call to St. Louis to speak with their manager, Mike Schilt, who was fired over the phone the other day. I don't know what day it was. Whatever day it was. But he was fired over the phone. So the Mets should pick up the phone and dial the area code for St. Louis, 314, and get on the phone with Mike Schilt. Because I know how it feels to be fired over the phone, and it's a coward way to do it. And we'll talk with Mark Feinstein a little later in the show just to get his take on what the philosophical difference of opinion was there in St. Louis between the team, the front office, and the manager. And then I think we can make a collective decision on the guy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.